Welcome back to Code Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, as joining us now on the line is the head boys track and field coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Kyle Galatich, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Anytime, Quinn.
So as we take a look, it's been kind of a tough start to your outdoor season. You know, the first week and a half, you guys just simply weren't able to have a meet because of the weather that was impacting the days of your meets. But finally got a couple meets in last week. First outdoor meet of the year down at Earlham, finished seventh in a pretty competitive field down at that Earlham co-ed. And then last Thursday at the Emily Marker co-ed relays, finished sixth in that track meet over at Manson. So a couple bigger meets in terms of number of teams, but all in all, you know, we talked about coming into this year how young a group this would be. It definitely feels like that this group might be a little bit ahead of schedule to where I think a lot of people thought they would be. Just what have you seen from this group here early on in the outdoor season?
Yeah, I mean, last week I was pleased with how we ran. You know, the first night we just talked about setting the baseline, and we set some PRs from last year in that first meet at Earlham. Thursday was a little bit windy up at Manson, so times weren't real great, but I thought the kids competed well, cleaned a few things up on some relays, and that helps. Our field event, shot and disc guys, they've been doing a great job throwing. But yeah, we're just about getting more meets under our belt and just improving. And we've seen some improvements from last year. Now we just need to take some improvements now meet to meet.
I'm glad you brought up the throwing events, because those have been a real big, I think, an eye-opener to a lot of people here so far. Ben Swenson, I think there was a lot of high hopes on him coming into this season. So far, he's throwing well, throwing 46 feet, 7 3/4 is his best toss in the shot. Put Damian Henderson as well. Like you said, he is throwing very well as well, just a hair under 43 feet so far. And Titus Herrick coming out in that Manson meet, throwing 142 feet, 7 inches, crushing his old PR in the discus, I think definitely opened up some eyes to quite a few people as well. And just seeing how the throwers work and how Coach Ness has really worked with those throwers here through the first half of the season, just from what you've been able to watch from them so far, what have you seen?
Yeah, I think just Coach Ness does a great job with those guys, and you know, they're just buying into technique, and a lot of it's refining just the little things. You know, they're veterans, you know, they've been doing it for 2, 3, 4 years now. And, you know, just cleaning up some of the small things, and I think they're seeing a big difference in their throws.
And as we look at the relays, now you talked about, you know, working on handoffs, which is obviously most of the time an early season thing, but you definitely have kind of toyed around with the relays here early on in this season, you know, putting different guys in the in sprint medley, distance medley, or maybe in the 4x1, 4x2, or in the 4x4, just trying to find those right combinations. And, you know, between the meets and what you've seen in practice, just how has that process gone and trying to find some of the right combinations for those meets to match? Maximize points.
Yeah, I think a lot of that's just work in progress right now. You know, we've been moving different people in and out of lineups, trying to get some open times on people, some open times and maybe some events they didn't think they'd be running this year, but trying just to get as many open times. And you know, we can always pull the relays kind of together there those last couple weeks, but you know, generally looking for, you know, a lot of times it's making sure that we get 3 races, you know, for some of our distance guys, so that we're also getting the work in and just not maybe running 1 race here, 2 races here, but, you know, working on being able to run 3 races and getting in that kind of shape to where, you know, that'll always pay off at the end.
And on the flip side, I think individually, it's been a pretty impressive start for young guys like a Wyatt Gelder, Cash Northrup as well in the sprints department. Caden Dean is someone that is, you know, seeing a lot more varsity action for the first time this year as well. When we look at the individual portion of the sprint group, just, you know, through the outdoor meets last week, what are some things that you took away from how they were able to perform from an individual perspective?
Yeah, I mean, they all ran PRs from what they had last year, which is good. But, you know, we just got some things that technique-wise, you know, part of it's being healthy too. You know, we've been here and there with with some injuries and, you know, just trying to battle through that and not overrun them a lot. But just, you know, being consistent and doing those kinds of things is, you know, I think what has helped them. The bigger thing would be getting into having more meets and just not the two that we've had, but just getting in more meets so that we can kind of work on improving and, you know, giving our best all the time, which that's never a concern, but just improvement is what we're looking for there.
And looking at the schedule coming up, two meets coming up this week with the Bomber Code Relays down at Ballard tomorrow. You guys host your homeboys meet coming up on Thursday at 4:30. And then the week after, you got the Gilbert Bengal Relays down at Gilbert on the 27th. And then the Norseman Relays in Story City on the 30th. So pretty steady diet of track meets up until, you know, the Heart of Iowa Conference meet coming right around the corner. State qualifying is right around the corner as well. So gearing up for the second half of the season, just what is the message to this group, and what's maybe the expectation this group has for themselves going into this, the second half of the outdoor season with postseason right around the corner?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we talked about, just improvement, mm-hmm. meet to meet, day to day in practice. You know, and, you know, we have our goals. You know, we got, obviously you want to qualify for state and, you know, and those kinds of things. But, you know, a lot of that's going to kind of depend on where we're at. And, you know, we're the smallest Class 2A school. So, you know, we got, that's kind of an uphill battle anyway. But it's just kind of one of those things. We'll just kind of have to see how we're improving and, you know, just work for our goals. That's qualifying for state. But, you know, you can't do any of that right now. Right now it's just about getting your work in and making sure that we see those improvements, and that'll take care of itself at the end of the year then.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck at the Bomber Co-Ed Relays coming up tomorrow night.
All right, thanks as always, Quinn.
Yeah, that was head coach Kyle Galatich of the South Hamilton Hawks boys track and field team here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with Clarion Goldfield Downs coach Corey Yoder next here on 95.7 FM.